Children, we're going the other way today. We're going out into the narthex. Anybody else who wants to come along can come along. Okay? I would invite you all to come back if you are able. So if you can, I want to look at that big plaque that we have in the back there. So anybody under 103 can come back if they would like to. If you're over 103, please stay where you are. All right, let's come back over here, guys. Are you under 103, Carrie? Good. Okay, everybody, come on over this way here. We have to get a couple of bottles removed here from the action. All right. Ka-chunk, ka-chunk, ka-chunk. All right. I have to stand here to the side a little bit. Let's see if we can. Everybody, come on in close. You have to read this one. So come in as close as you can. It was hard to read. You know why it's hard to read?
No.
Because it's written in what, everybody? In what? King James English, right? King James English. All right. So everybody read this one together. Behold, two of them went that same day
to a village called Emmaus. While they communed together and reasoned, Jesus himself drew near and went with them. And beginning at Moses and all the prophets, he expounded unto them in all the scriptures the things concerning himself. And their eyes were opened, and they knew him.
Well, what a deal. What day was that? Easter. In the Gospel of Luke, these are the first people who get to talk to Jesus. Now, how do you see all this put together? We looked at this during confirmation the other day, and so some of you might see a little bit more, but what's the biggest thing that you see? A tree, right? Yeah. Okay, there's one tree over here, and there's one tree here, and there's one in the middle.
Oh, I know what it stands for.
What does it stand for? I'm not sure. It could be. I'm not sure. I do see that it looks like kind of a foresty area, doesn't it? That they're kind of going through a foresty area, and there's all sorts of things here that would suggest to me that there are rocks and things, so that they're kind of going up and down a little bit. And so what else do you see here? Do you see any roads?
Yep.
Where is the first road? Well, the first road comes down this way, and the second road comes down this way. Now, this is a real good confirmation question, okay? We always know, what are confirmation questions? How do we put them together? The answer is either God, Jesus, the Bible, or the devil. Okay, those are the only four answers. So who is the biggest figure in here, and it has to be one of those four answers, and it's not the Bible?
Jesus.
Okay, Jesus. All right, we go there. So here's Jesus. And so he is coming down the road this way. And who are these guys?
Disciples.
They're a couple of disciples. They're not the 12 disciples, though. There's only two. But I mean, they're not from the 12. It's not Peter or Andrew or James or John. One of them, his name is in the Bible. The other one isn't. But they're coming. Nope. Those guys come later. So they're coming down this road. Where does this road go? Yeah, this road goes to Emmaus. So Emmaus is, it's right here. My goodness. And so here these two guys are coming. What do you see in the background? What do you, gates we have to go beyond the four answers now for this one. So these guys are coming out of Jerusalem, and they're going along the road, and they meet up with Jesus. And guess what? They don't recognize him. Isn't that something? Wouldn't you think they'd recognize Jesus? I'm not sure if they ever saw him before. Okay, there were people who knew about Jesus. I don't know if they ever saw him before, but there's a couple other things I didn't see the other day. Look, here's some sheep. right? And there's one other thing. Those of you who have been members for a long time, can you help me just to make sure? I believe this says Carl Hesse, Jr. Does anybody know if that sounds like the name of the man who did these?
Yes, he showed it in college.
Right, but is Carl Hesse his correct name, Dick?
I think so.
Okay. So I know he worked at Concordia when it was still a college over there, before the time that I was there, but it looks like Carl, maybe A. Hesse, so we do have his name here, okay, because he did all of the ones up in the front as well, and there's no signature on the back of those. But anyway, so Jesus is walking along, doop-de-doop-de-doop, and here these guys see him, and he says, what are you guys all disappointed about? Well, we believe this Jesus was going to be the Messiah, and he died. He was put to death. They said, are you the only guy in Jerusalem who hasn't heard about this yet? That's a great line. I love that line. They translated it a couple different ways, but gee, mister, things have been going on. Haven't you heard anything about this at all? And then he starts telling them the story of salvation. Tells him about all of what he had done, all of what was promised beforehand, and the big promise. We have to go all the way back to the book of Genesis, back to the Garden of Eden. Because the big promise is that we're all going to be put back in God's presence forever and ever. What do we call that? Salvation. We call that heaven. Okay? To be in the presence of God without fear. And so what God says is, I have clothed all of you with Jesus dying and rising, with his power, with the Holy Spirit, as it says in the Gospel of John. And so therefore, you are now holy and perfect before God. When he looks at you, all he sees is his Son's holiness. And so he says, now live that way. So live your Christian life according to the fact that you are holy and perfect in God's sight. Everything you desire to do, do it because Jesus is at work in you. Don't do it because you say, oh, I'm just a poor sinner. Do it because you're a saint. Did you hear in the Gospel of John what was said? Jesus breathes on them and says, receive the Holy Spirit. That's the same Spirit that breathed into Adam and Eve when they were born. Do any of you have that Spirit? Raise your hand if you have that Spirit. Raise your hand if you were baptized. If you were baptized, you have to raise your hand. Boom. Every one of us has the Spirit of God that raised Jesus from the dead inside of us. And so when we walk our Emmaus road, we need him to keep talking to us too. Because you know what? For some crazy reason, we keep forgetting. And we either forget altogether that we're unique because we're Christian and that God is working in us, or it's inconvenient because sometimes things that we do are not appropriate to being Christian in our thoughts, in our words, in our deeds. And so we come to worship every week. I was talking to a dentist not long ago, a dental surgeon, and he said about something. He says, I have to make sure I do the right job the first time. Okay? And I said, you know, it's kind of strange because for me, I have to have the people come back every week. I never get it done right. None of us ever get it done right, but we come because we say our Lord has made us holy. We get reminded of that. We get strengthened through Holy Communion for that. And then we go forth in his name to love people he died for. And to look at them and know when we love people and we tell them about that, the same Spirit is at work who was working at work in Jesus and at work in these guys. So when they sat down at table, they said to Jesus, you're kind of a neat guy to have around. Would you come on and have a meal with us? And in the breaking of the bread, Jesus was gone. And so they went to bed. Right? No. Is that there's one location they say that Emmaus is 6 miles away from Jerusalem, kind of mostly north, a little bit west, and another one 16 miles away. All right, and you need to send me to Jerusalem and to Israel so I can go check that out. So that's part of my work that you have to schedule for me. I will go and I'll see what I can do to find out about that. As your pastor, I would, you know, it would be hard, but I would do it. But anyway, as...
You and Kathy?
Why, sure. Why not? But anyway, every... Everybody looks at the story, and what did Jesus, what did they do? They hopped up and they went right back to Jerusalem to find the disciples. Just in time for the story we just saw. Where they came back into Jerusalem, they went into the upper room, and all of a sudden Jesus, who had disappeared from them, is in the room with them. And I can't prove this, but I always think Jesus would have winked at him. Sorry, guys, you're back too. I think that, you know, because he comes to talk to them. The first thing they did was they went and told somebody something. That's what I meant last Sunday. How scary it is for us. Even just to go say to somebody, Christ is risen for you and me. That's not bad. Doesn't get any better than that. We're going to be with him forever. And let the chips fall where they may. In their hearts by the Spirit that other people can get to know him as well. Well, guess what? We merged the sermon and the children's sermon today. So let us go back and sing the hymn, and we will go on from there. So now you can say, I stood for a whole sermon once. That's what they used to do during the cathedral age. Everybody stood and the bishop sat.